A Melbourne man who became the most wanted Australian member of the Islamic State terror group has been sentenced to jail in Turkey. Neil Prakash is still wanted by Australian authorities for his alleged involvement in terrorist plots and for inciting violence. He was listed as a terrorist by Australia and the United States for recruiting people to join the Islamic State group, but was captured trying to flee from Syria more than 2 years ago. Middle East correspondent Eric Torcek reports from Kilis on the Turkey-Syria border.
I come from the land of Australia. And alhamdulillah, today I want to share to you, brothers and sisters, my story of how I came to Islam.
Raised a Buddhist in Melbourne's southeastern suburbs, Neil Christopher Prakash's conversion to Islam led him to Syria, Iraq, and the Islamic State.
If anybody were to ask me this 3 years ago and tell me that I'll be living under Sharia amongst Muslims, I would tell them they're crazy.
But it finished with him in a Turkish jail cell serving a 7.5-year sentence for being a member of a terrorist organisation. His lawyer is Reza Davran.
I was expecting that he would be sentenced for being a member of a terrorist group, but I was also expecting his sentence to be reduced for his remorse. We will appeal this. We will ask for his sentence to be reduced due to his expressing remorse.
Prakash attained notoriety when he spoke of his conversion and enlistment with Islamic State in the terror group's propaganda magazine and videos it released online. But his new life unravelled as the Islamic State lost territory and he was caught by Turkish authorities in October 2016 crossing the border from Syria. Prakash admitted to being a member of the Islamic State group and expressed remorse for his recruitment activities and incitement, saying he was forced to do those things. With time already served in good behaviour, he could be released in 2.5 years. But his lawyer says it's not clear what will happen to him after the Australian government revoked his citizenship.
He knew that he lost his citizenship, but he's saying he doesn't know why, and he says that he doesn't know what he'll do with his life. He has no idea.
The Australian government had called Prakash the number one person reaching back from the Middle East to recruit people for the Islamic State and incite terror attacks. He was allegedly involved in planning and encouraging terror plots, including one to bomb an Anzac Day service, and was linked to Melbourne teenager Newman Haider, who attacked counter-terrorist police with a knife. The legality of Australia's decision to revoke his citizenship has been questioned because Fiji, where his father is from, says he doesn't have citizenship there and it's illegal to render a person stateless. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said in January that Prakash was unlikely to return to Australia.
The Americans and the Brits and others, as I'm advised, have an interest in him as well. Prakash is not coming anywhere near our part of the world anytime soon. He's going to be in a jail cell for a very long time, and so he should, because he's been involved in some very serious criminal activity.
Neil Prakash had called the Islamic State the land of life, but he fled from it when his was in danger. Now he's in jail, and the caliphate he promoted and so ardently encouraged other young people to join is in ruins. From Kilis, this is Eric Torcek reporting for Saturday AM.